And now, here's a podcast reply from Zed.
Hey there, Relentless. I want to reply to your podcast tonight regarding podcasting 101, tools used, that kind of thing. Let's go ahead and listen to what you had to say.
I would like very much to see a podcast thread where we pod people can help each other learn how to use this medium, this technology.
Exactly. Learn how to use it, because it definitely has a learning curve to it. That's what I found. And if you'll remember, I did 3 podcast shows, I guess, and then I took about a month off, maybe even a month and a week or so, and just did my 4th one this last weekend. The reason for that is that the entire time I've been looking at software and various processes on the PC, trying to make things easier workflow. Just to give you an example, my last show that I put out was about 20 minutes. To record that, I don't think I was perfect in every take, which I'm going to have to get better at now, but I think, say, 30 minutes to record the show. The problem came in using Audacity and trying to put in my different little bumpers and clips and that kind of thing. That stretched out probably about 2 hours, I think, almost, in post-production. Maybe not that long. Obviously, I wasn't right on top of it every second. I was probably doing other things, too. But it made it very difficult to do. And I actually saw that happen very early on when I was podcasting, maybe even after my first podcast. And I knew that to do a weekly show, the workflow was going to kill me. So I tried every different software client on my laptop, and none of them worked very well the way I wanted them to. Just this weekend, what I did is I actually hooked up my microphone to a desktop machine that I had downstairs. I hadn't fired up in a long time. I used my laptop pretty much for everything. And I tested out the sound card, and I found completely better setup, basically, that this sound card in my desktop works better with the microphone. And immediately I started downloading a lot of those software programs I had tried before, which were probably in the neighborhood of about 15 to 20 for the PC. What I found, the one I really liked was PodProducer, but the most recent version of that, and that's a free program, PodProducer, the most recent version of that must have some bugs in it, because it kept dying, and I'm running Windows XP, pretty much a brand new machine, plenty of hard drive, plenty of RAM, and a good sound card, and it just kept dying. So I looked at some other software programs, but the learning curve was huge, and the one I ended up settling on after doing quite a few mini test shows that I never really uploaded or anything, or test clips that I did, was CastBlaster. Now, that cost me about $50, I guess, to license, and my microphone that I got, a decent dynamic microphone, was probably about $50 as well. I'd already spent the money on the microphone, otherwise I might have bought a better one at this point, maybe the USB one that I know Skeptic Overlord uses, and so on. But this was pretty much the best setup that I could find to do a live show, was a decent microphone and CastBlaster. Now, I still use Audacity for mixing of clips, voiceovers, editing down some files, and even this podcast here, I'll probably open it in Audacity just to edit it out, because some of the problems I've found are, like, in CastBlaster, I'll hit record, but I can't have my intro right away. There might be a few seconds in there, so I'll go into Audacity, I'll take that timing out, and then what I'll do is change the compression a little bit on it. CastBlaster, I forget exactly what this compression is, but I'll take it down a little bit in Audacity and make it a smaller file. So let's hear the Overlord, because see, now he has this capability, and using the Mac and the tools that he does, and this, what I found, is the best that we could do, at least I could do for PC.
Podcasting 101, and with some questions on how to make this more interesting and fun, and sort of a better workflow. And that's something I worked on for a long time. Is
me too. Hours and hours and hours, and it all came down to searching out and trying every software package I could find. Almost every one of them has a demo. Most of them, what they would do is put in a sound tone every minute of the recording. Some, like Cast Blaster, actually was a 10-minute limit. So if you actually plan to keep your podcasting below 10 minutes, you could use Cast Blaster for free. I only licensed it because I wanted the ability to go beyond 10 minutes. And like I said, also another factor was ease of use and cost, basically. I wanted to try to keep the cost low. I think in the future they'll probably have much better software come out. Something could come out next week that could top this. But at this particular moment, I found Castmaster to be the best. If you do license it, I ended up buying version 0.49 on the web, and that's the one I licensed. And then what I found was they had actually released 0.50. So I downloaded that, installed over top, and it worked fine. I didn't need to relicense anything. I was completely set. And the newer version has a few features extra features it didn't have before, for fade out and some microphone limiter settings in there. So it's pretty nice setup.
How to make this a bit more effortless and mimic what an actual radio DJ might go through.
Exactly.
In their workflow. So let me just play one of your questions.
Is that it would be cool if people would do podcasts in a thread like this.
Like this?
Like this.
Where basically they're showing some of the new skills they're learning, like you've got something going on with the sound effects or whatnot.
Right.
I'm using Audacity and I'm hitting this button to create this effect that we're actually hearing while you're doing it.
So what I've done is I'm on a Mac, so I'm not like many of the other members where I've made the right choice of computer.
Yeah,
so
you did.
I have
curse you.
An application running that I mentioned in my Skeptic Overview is called Audio Hijack Pro, and Zed is the go-to person for the PC side of things, and it's it really does make things so much better.
It does. I found having a better workflow makes it much, much easier. And by workflow, I know Skeptic Overlord means the same thing, having less time afterwards to have to edit everything together. My very first shows, I had my intro clip, which was music and, you know, here's the show, blah, blah, blah. And then I would have me talking, and then somewhere in the show I might have a little bumper that little song with something that says, okay, now we're going to talk about something else, whatever. And I would have to take all of those clips after, put them together, listen to them 3, 4, 5 times, make sure I've got all the spacing right, and just get it absolute perfect. And I guess maybe I'm a perfectionist in that regard, but I wanted it really a seamless workflow. So anyways, what I found was, like I said, Cast Blaster. I use Audacity for some things, and that's pretty much it. Cast Blaster is very easy. It's got 10, I guess they're mini players, so they'll play little mini clips, sound effects, whatever I want to push, they'll play. And then it has 4 other decks, basically, if you will, 4 players that will play longer clips, music, and so on. So when I was playing Skeptic Overlord, or I was playing You Relentless, I was actually using the bigger ones on the bottom. And you can try out Cast Blaster for free, see how it works for you. I've found to keep the settings rather low on the mixer. So over on the right hand side of Cast Blaster, there's a mixer in the right hand bottom, and I keep those settings real low for input, from what I've found, because the volume will really max out. They also have a button, 2 buttons on the bottom. There's talk, which you need on for your microphone, and then there's an auto button. Now, the auto button, what I found is it will automatically adjust that volume level, But if I were to play, say, the Skeptic Overlord clip from the beginning, what happens is the auto level will go way up to put in the drums and that initial music, and then the announcer comes on, and he is just way too loud, and then I have to tone the whole thing down. So it took quite a bit of playing. What I found is there's notches, basically, on the level bars, and I really go up, I think, three notches on a lot of the clips I'm playing, or just basically in between the third and fourth notch. And for my volume on my microphone, I'm actually keeping it between the second and third notch on there. And it seems to work out pretty well, but then again, tonight is a test of that. So anyways, Cast Blaster for PC has been so far the best workflow tool, and Audacity with making clips. And maybe I'll do another podcast getting into how I made a lot of the mixes that you might have heard. Mixing the TC clip together was kind of fun. Basically, it's just taking a bunch of voice tracks. No, he didn't say that many times. I took one or two that he said in a couple of his, you know, podcasts, and I don't know how he's made more podcasts than I have, and I just kept repeating them over and over and over, and just had some fun with that. But Audacity really is not too hard to pick up. It's a fairly easy tool, and what I found was, you know, I just started playing with it, hitting buttons and doing a lot of editing, and I put a lot of time in. Like I said, probably over a month where I was off of podcasting because I knew I wanted a better workflow to actually be able to do this on a weekly basis. So anyways, that's it for me tonight. I'll leave it there because I'm droning on, and I'm going to be at 12 minutes here. So we'll leave it at that, and hopefully that answered some of your questions, and I'll see about doing maybe an Audacity 101 type of podcast in the future.